Good morning, this is Jess.
And Charlie.
With your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Schinner has told developers that the Brisbane City Council will review the low to medium density residential zone in efforts to facilitate higher density projects. Schinner said the review was about delivering more homes sooner and where they're needed most.
Camels are proving effective in controlling prickly acacia, an invasive weed costing Queensland farmers millions. A 4-year trial in Muddaburra found camels eat the weed seeds, stopping their spread and physically damaging plants. This offers a natural alternative to herbicides, with the trial deemed a success. More farmers are joining stage 2, potentially saving a substantial amount on costs.
In national news, a seismic event has occurred in Australian politics, with the National Party splitting from the Liberals. This was driven by the Nationals' fear of the Liberals moving towards the centre after their election losses. The split is expected to damage the Nationals the most, while the Liberal Party is facing uncertainty on their direction. In contrast, the Labor government is now in an exceptionally strong political position, giving them a rare opportunity to implement significant change and pass legislation without needing the Nationals. This includes passing environment laws or emissions targets, as well as pursuing difficult reforms to fix the budget and boost productivity, for which polling shows strong voter support.
Bendigo Art Gallery in central Victoria is set to close for a $45 million redevelopment, with federal funding in place to cover a fragment of the cost. The upgrade will take approximately 2 years, allowing the gallery to showcase larger exhibits. The 138-year-old gallery attracted nearly 125,000 visitors in 2023 and 2024, with 2022 driving $67 million into the region with Elvis Direct from Graceland exhibition.
In international news, a study in Kimber Bay, Papua New Guinea, reveals that clownfish, our beloved Nemo and Marlin, are shrinking in response to marine heat waves. The scientific study took place in the summer of 2023, when ocean temperatures surged. Researchers observed that at least 75% of clownfish reduced in size, losing both weight and length. This adaptation likely helps them conserve energy and oxygen under stress. The study highlights how climate change is causing marine life to alter their physical traits to survive in warming conditions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is none and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.